Talking about that freaks me out, because in that Saturn you were driving too, you can high center yourself on the snowdrift.
Oh yeah, I slid around in that thing.
Oh, that's the worst too, is that sliding in the car.
And then you, and also like if you hitch a ride home with one of your friends, and you're with a friend who has no fear in the snow.
Totally.
That's even scarier.
Like in that Nook of the North, I'm charging ahead. And you're like, oh, you're in the back seat, like I'm gonna die. Oh man. The other and the other thing, and then we'll talk. We'll see, we got Jim Roop here. Driving, and this is boy and. This is a thing I don't miss, is driving with my goddamn dad. We had this camper when I was a kid, and campers are just, I just don't like campers anyway, because they're just trashy and hideous, and I have nothing but bad, but that's just me, I'm projecting, I have nothing but bad memories associated with campers. Nothing molestation oriented, just bad memories. I don't like the outdoors, I don't like whatever, but, and they always, it always stunk of urine. Anyway.
Wow, you okay?
I'm sorry. It's all coming out now. No, it was just, it was a trashy second, it was a camper we bought used, and it just stunk, and we were always, and my dad was like, you gotta enjoy the outdoors, boy, and I'm like, oh, I can't, you know, and it was I was incapable of enjoying the outdoors. So I had to spend a lot of time on weekends in this stupid camper in the woods, and I hated it, but anyway, but we would drive from Kennewick to Portland sometimes. You know, and then to Silverton, to my grandparents, but we're driving down, and it was always in the winter, driving down the gorge in a camper in a high wind, and it's icy and dark outside. And the very worst part about that is the camper is so top heavy, and it's being blown around by the wind. And when you're riding, and but because my parents were cruel, and by parents I mean my father, and by cruel I mean terrible, they wouldn't let us. Have you ever been inside a camper?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just like a dining room area, like a little table, and like a
stove. Oh, yeah, we had a little ghetto camper, too.
And then there's the overhang part, which is the where the bed is, where you sleep, right? That's where he would make us stay, because he felt that somehow being down around the table in the lower area of the camper was unsafe. So when we were traveling, he would make us stay in the bed area, which is the overhang, which is like being at the top of the Statue of Liberty and looking out of one of the window and the torches and feeling like you're about to fall into the ocean. So we would be up in the overhang of this camper, looking out this window where you feel like you're about to fall out anyway, plunging to our doom through the gorge, pitch black, being blown around, snow and ice, my dad going 70 miles an hour, thinking he was invulnerable. I have never been more scared in a car than those moments. That is a thing I do not miss.
Happy childhood?
Not really, no. Thank you. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson program. A man who is amused by my misery, Jim Roop. Hello, sir.
Howdy do.
How are you, brother? What's up?
Nothing, man.
God damn, I don't miss that at all. And my dad decided, like, whenever we would stop, it, like, on the way, my dad decided that nothing would help to get him through the drive, like a few belts of scotch, too. That was the other thing. Oh, let me just, no, I'll be fine.
You know, my old man.
God damn.
My old man was such an ass. We would be out, and he would take me. My mom would say, take Jimmy with you.
Uh-huh.
She figured he won't be stopping at bars if I'm...
Yeah, and you're hiding under a bed trying not to be found. Yeah.
He stops at bars and says, I got to go in there. Some guy owes me money in there. I'll be right back. He'd be in there for freaking hours. And it's the middle of winter in Cincinnati. It's freezing.
You're outside setting your shoes on fire for warmth.
Man, Oshevitz, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, man.
Happened a lot.
Yes, seriously. Oh, God. Yeah, I do not miss the... And it's just the most power... It's a frustrating and powerless feeling when you're like 12... And you are fully aware that you have more common sense and knowledge and wisdom about anything than your dad does, at least in those things. And
I
yet,
was aware of that at 5 years old.
Yeah, yeah, and yet you're like, you're five, and so you're equally aware that, like, there is exactly dick that I can do about
right.
this. There is nothing. I am held prisoner here for another 13 years. Oh, good God almighty. Hey, Tim Riley just handed this to me. I have it. Where's my breaking news sounder? I have a little bit of, with the... Dayline Fresno, Taco Bell outbreak traced to California scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. So apparently you in California are responsible for E. coli now among
them. Yeah, we're pooping all over the crops, man. That's what we do. We're going to take over the world by making everybody sick. That's the idea. My turn tomorrow.
This is exactly the sort of thing that Ted Turner had in mind when he founded CNN.
Yeah.
That one day an anchor will be on the air referring to Californians pooping all over crops.
That's right.
For world domination.
That's our job, man.
That really is what it's all about.
I've been loading up on all bran all day.
Jesus Christ.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I haven't had cheese in weeks.
That's horrible. It's the worst, best thing I've ever heard. Well, weren't you guys just killing people a couple weeks ago with spinach or something?
Yeah, we tried spinach. They found out. We tried lettuce several times. They keep finding us, so we figured they'll never discover it in scallions.
Oh, God, I'm never going to eat anything from California ever again.
That's all I'm saying. If you can't pick it off a tree or unwrap it, don't eat it.
Thank God Oregon, you know, has its own weed supply. I mean, otherwise this whole town would grind to a halt. They wouldn't be able to trust anything. All right. Well, in any event. Or so I'm told. There's a couple of things. Well, so we got this talk about thing, and then you're talking about you were at the Grammy nominations.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. By fun, you mean tedious.
I mean terrible.
Somebody was giving me guff earlier for my Mary J. Blige comments, but I didn't even know she was still recording. I haven't heard anything from that woman in like 10 years. I didn't even know she was still around.
She was doing a lot of tragedy stuff for a long time, you know, and she kind of fell off the way, if you will, and nobody really paid much attention. Then she came out with this new album that's all about from being a victim to being a victor.
It's about redemption.
That's what it's about, man.
Yeah.
And so now she figures this is a good thing. Well, shoot, man, she picked up 9 Billboard awards, and now she's got 8 Grammy nominations.
People love a comeback story. I mean, people find 2 things at the bottom of that glass. They find Jesus, and then they find a book or record album in which they sort of, you know, or self-righteously recount their struggle with their own personal demons. That's,
yep.
At the bottom of that is glass is Grammy gold, my friend.
Yep.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers and Justin Timberlake and blah, 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 blah. And Justin Timberlake, Tim Riley really nailed this on the air. Justin Timberlake is just the blandest entertainer.
He got mad at me today.
Justin Timberlake did? Please
tell us. Yeah, I got to find that piece of sound. Wait a minute here.
Now you have
beautiful.
You have no. You just made Sarah's day. You should have seen. She had a 1,000-watt smile on her face.
I do not like that guy.
His people are the worst. It's not really him as much as it's his people. But he was kind of a jerk. You know, it's chaos, you know, at those darn things, right?
Yeah.
And I got to find the sound for
now. When you say his people, I mean, now would you say that he's a man who is just sort of I don't want to say a puppet, but sort of, you know, his life is sort of run for him by others?
With a little more personality, he could be a rock. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, that nothing succeeds in America like mediocrity.
Yeah.
That really is the hallmark of any successful product, the fact that it has an air of the completely and totally bland about it. Now, what had you...
Here, hang on. I think I might know where it is.
When you're looking, I have to know this. Now, are you looking through carts? Or are you looking...
No. A mini disc. Numbers on the mini disc.
Mini disc. Oh, finding... I am such an old-fashioned, old-fangled guy. Remember? Finding something in a mini disc is impossible for me.
I don't know. Hang on here.
All right.
You know, it's pretty chaotic in those places, right? And everybody's vying for a sound bite.
Sure.
You know? And so if I'm trying to get in, I get pushed in the back by a TV camera.
Right.
And so I kind of lunge a little forward. Right?
Right.
Let's see if I can find this here.
To finish out the year, and
that's not it. Hang on.
Right.
You know, as an artist,
hang on.
You hear stories about how.
Hang on.
For Duran Duran.
And what's it called? Craziness. So how does it feel to be
here it comes.
Wave this year on the Chimps?
Wait a minute, I get pushed.
Can you just not stick that up my nose? Thank you.
Right. I like that.
Do you see, could you just not stick that up my nose?
Yeah.
Can you
did
play
you do that to you?
On the Chimps of how you've been.
Can you?
Play that one more time so we can capture
it. Not stick that up.
All right, let me hang on.
Right. Thank you. All right.
Damn mini disc. I want a cart machine.
All right. Oh, geez. Craziness. So how does it feel to be nominated? You've had a big wave this year in terms of how you've been.
Can you just not stick that up my nose? Thank you. All right.
It's been a wave.
Yeah, he does sound a little persnickety.
He just... I looked at him and said, I'm sorry, and he just kind of looked away, so I said, screw you, I don't care.
Yeah.
We were just having a discussion, Jim Rip, about how much neither Rick or I like Justin Timberlake.
We really don't. He's
not... Have you heard any of that album?
Oh, it's
so
awful.
Bad.
It's the worst. I won't say that I've heard the whole thing, but we have a sister station, and I wish them the best of success. But they play some of the stuff on that new record, and it's just some of the worst music I've ever heard.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't know why he's getting so many accolades over that. First of all, it's the same eight bars over and over and over again on literally every song. And on one of those songs, I forget which one, but you don't really hear him as much as you hear the rapper that is collaborating with him on that.
Well, there's a few things. A, and I should say that I am not...
That sucks.
And I'm not even opposed to sort of a... I'm not like a big dance music fan. It's something that has kind of a, whatever, an electronic feel or kind of a techno feel. I'm not opposed to that in theory, but... God, this is the same. I mean, I'm uncorking a big rant here that I'm going to have to kind of clip off or else it'll just go on forever. But I mean, this is sort of the problem with a lot of contemporary hip hop to me is it's just so unbelievably repetitive and it just is so terrible. And we went through this time where everything sounded like Dr. Dre, everything that came out. And now we have this problem where everything sounds like the Neptunes or that Justin Timberlake song because there's like three producers that are doing every single song that comes out now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, and this the proliferation of guest rappers who completely and totally overshadow the actual performer. I mean, it's unreal. That did not happen to my Run DMC records. You would never listen to a Run DMC song. And then suddenly it was overshadowed by a guest appearance by Biz Markie, who suddenly came on for the last 3 minutes.
Yeah,
didn't
happen.
The thing about Justin Timberlake, my theory is this, twofold. A, that he came along at exactly the right time because Michael Jackson fell off, as the kids say. Michael Jackson, he went away and his career sort of permanently imploded. And nobody's really going to take that guy seriously as a musician for a long time, if ever again. And so Justin Timberlake... who has spent most of his life becoming a Michael Jackson clone in a weird way, was right there. And B, and this is the larger issue, I think the media loves this angle on Justin Timberlake. And it's not the Britney angle, although that helped, the fact that he sort of positioned himself as the wronged party. And they love the soap opera. I think the media loves to be able to talk about the fact that he is the first ever boy band member to survive that and become famous. I think that's his shtick. That is his hook. His success is its own gimmick. That he is the first ever, because I can't think of anybody else, ever, unless you count Michael Jackson himself from the Jackson 5.
Donny Osmond.
Maybe, but he was never really popular to the same, because Justin Timberlake, he was on the cover of Vibe. Whitest guy in the history of Whitonia. He was on the cover of Vibe. I mean, the amount of street cred that Justin Timberlake has in the hip-hop community is staggering to me. And I think that's the hook the media loves, is that he's the first boy band guy to really have his own legitimate, respected solo career.
How did that happen?
Well, my theory is... that we were talking about this earlier in the show, so it is funny that you bring this up. There is just a group of guys around a table somewhere, and they get together in the morning, and while they're having their scones and coffee, they just decide everything. And they decide who's gonna win every award, what the big movies are gonna be, and they decide who's gonna be famous. And I think there was a bunch of guys in a room somewhere, and they just decided to turn on the fame switch with him. They just decided fame switch set to on, because you and I both know that while grassroots phenomenon and things can happen, that Americans are also deeply stupid for the most part, and you can make Americans love almost anything. If you just decide that something is going to be popular or famous or loved, you can pretty much do that in America because most people are goddamn idiots.
I agree.
That's what I think they did. I think they were just like, we're going to shove him on everybody, And the corporate synergy helps with that, too, because the corporate record label puts out the record. The corporate talk shows interview him. The magazine owned by the corporation gives a positive review of the record. I think somebody just decided. Maybe it was on a bet. Maybe they, like, flipped a coin or something. Maybe it was a bet. I bet you can't make a boy band. I bet you can't get a boy band member from NSYNC on the cover of Vibe. And they bet like a dollar over it. And then this was just, they just did it just to prove a point. I've had a theory for the, and I know I'm officially ranting now, but I've had a theory for the longest time. I do believe this is true. Do you remember in the late 80s when that big Monkees revival happened?
Yes.
And the Monkees, who had been dead and buried and gone forever, they had a number one record again and a single, and they were on a tour again. I have this theory that.
Well, everybody but Mike Nesmith.
Everybody but Mike Nesmith, who was independently wealthy from the beginning.
Well, his mom invented whiteout or something.
Yeah, liquid paper. And so he didn't have to come back. And he's like, oh, like, I'm an artist and whatnot. But I have this theory, though, because MTV were the ones who started the Monkees revival by playing those reruns. I do honestly believe this is true, that MTV did that as an experiment. I think MTV wanted to test how powerful their marketing muscle was.
Yeah, I agree.
And they took something that had been dead and buried and forgotten that no one cared about and had been written off as a joke and forgotten about, and MTV single-handedly recreated that and made a whole generation love it and buy it and pay for it again. And I think it was an experiment.
Yes.
So there you go. You can pass that theory along to people.
I completely agree.
Okay.
I completely agree.
All right.
It's just a shame that my daughter, my 13, I think she's 13. Anyway, she's in the 8th grade. She was listening to that Justin Timberlake song.
Right.
And I said, why do you like that? I mean, really, listen to it and tell me what it is about that you like. It can't be the lyrics.
Right.
It can't be the music. It's overprocessed like an oldie station.
Right. Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's all compressed and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't care about TSL. They just want quarter hour, so they just want you to get in and get out. They're going to make your ears tired.
Right.
And it's processed like that.
Right, right,
you know?
Right.
So, and she, for the life of her, could not explain why she liked that, because her friends like it.
Yeah, well.
Her friends are idiots.
That's totally what it is, man. I mean, it's, you know, I am with you. I am absolutely with you on that, on the Justin Timberlake front. Hey, by the way, side note here.
Yeah.
Did you hear this thing, this Borat lawsuit?
I think that's all crap, by the way.
Santa Monica, California, two fraternity brothers who claim they were duped into misbehaving for the camera in Borat are expected to ask a judge in Santa Monica to have their scenes cut.
I think all those lawsuits are crap, and I'll tell you why. Did you see the movie?
I did, yeah.
Did you notice that there would be a couple of different angles of the same thing going on? For instance, there'd be a shot of Borat and some guy, and this guy, Borat does something, this guy gives him this look like he can't believe what's going on.
Right.
Apparently somebody who's also ticked off at this whole thing. But then during that shot, there's another angle of that exact same thing. It goes back and forth. Yet in each shot, you can't see the other camera.
Oh, that's interesting. So you think that...
So they had to stop and do it again from a different angle.
There must have been actually... Well, there must have been... There is a whole debate about how many scenes in that movie were staged and how many of them were not.
I think every one of them were staged.
You think so?
I think so.
Interesting. So what do you... So do you think the lawsuits are just... it's just like a publicity thing from the company, or...
Yeah, they're about ready to release the DVD, aren't they?
No. So that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Rohn.
And they're going to try and this lawsuit before these guys can be released on the DVD, because it will further ruin their reputation.
Right.
I don't know. I think they should ride this one. If it's true and they were really duped, I think they should ride it high and get on Letterman and Leno and all those guys and say, yeah, we were pretty stupid. Where's my money? It's amazing.
Milk it for all you can.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. As always, it is a pleasure. And you call us anytime, my friend, with breaking news or otherwise, and we will do the same. So we know that you are down with your ear to the ground, your shoulder to the wheel, nose to the grindstone, gathering the news throughout California.
That's why I'm dirty.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Love that guy. He's out there gathering the news and the thing and so forth. I'm sorry. I just realized how behind we are here. Thank you. All right, we take a break. We'll come back. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. Peter Garland from the Oregonian around the corner. You stay right there. Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. Ladies and gentlemen, the official newsman, president, prophet, seer, and revelator of the Rick Emerson Show, Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, the court order's results are in. James Kim found dead, died of exposure and hypothermia. Trying to find some help where his wife and children had already been rescued as of Monday after leaving their car to help themselves. Meanwhile, this is the anniversary of that famous day of infamy.
I believe that this is...
Oh, I'm sorry. That's totally...
Actually, it was me. I picked up the wrong story, which isn't funny at all. Arizona Republican John McCain, who's called for an increase in U.S. troops in Iraq, has criticized the Iraq Study Group report.
I believe that this is a recipe that will lead to, sooner or later, our defeat in Iraq.
I don't know why he's changed all of a sudden.
Well, because Stephanie Miller was talking about this earlier, that that's his whole thing, is just to be contrary and weird. That's, I mean, I just can't figure him out, man. I mean, I guess we should talk to, or I should, at some point I can ask Lisa Goddard about this, because the guy's just so bizarre to me. I can never get a fix. Maybe that's his whole game, is just being the slippery guy you can't get a hold of. I can never figure out what McCain thinks about anything.
So getting back to this, it is the 65th anniversary of the Day of Infamy, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And everybody likes Pearl Harbor, I think. And what would it be without Tom Brokaw stopping by?
Of course.
It was, for one generation in particular,
static-y.
The end of innocence and the beginning of greatness. Your generation.
Oh, man. Boy, you could just... I smell a franchise in the air. Boy, that is his whole thing, too. He must have just seen that Chicken Soup for the Soul book and just been like, I need one of those, but for really old people. Because he's got the Greatest Generation. He's got the Greatest Generation Goes to War, the Greatest Generation Pictures, the Greatest Generation Coloring Book. He's got it all.
But, I mean, for this age group, they're all in their 80s now. What else are they going to sell to them? Anyway, he had some kind words for the old fellas.
The generation that had come of age in the Great Depression, when life in our country was about sacrifice and deprivation.
And drunkenness.
About lost jobs and dried-up farms, dashed dreams, and few expectations beyond what the next day may bring.
That guy, yeah, he just found one cash button to hit, and he's just going to pound that relentlessly until every one of those guys in that generation is dead.
That's it, man.
All right, here's Tim Riley.
And to younger fellows, they're trying to sell this young gal named JoJo.
Yeah, Tim was pointing this out to me.
It's on Perez Hilton's site, her new video.
Have you heard the song?
I have not, no.
We'll do some more stories here. Here's what we have not gotten to today.
I could talk about Bianchi.
I'm fully aware that there are many things we meant to get to today and did not. We have not gotten to this surprise.
Oh, the
right
surprise.
Down here. I don't even know if we should do that. We've got that. We didn't get to the Carrie Underwood thing, which was then going to segue into this business of the worst sound ever.
Is Peter Carlin in the green room?
You know, I'm unclear. I'm at this point guessing that's a no, because Peter Carlin is, who can be a little truculent, Peter Carlin has failed to materialize on the phones. Remember we went through that period of time when, like, Kim Morgan would show up, like, one out of 3 weeks?
She hasn't shown up for a while.
Lost in the woods. But Peter Carlin is sort of like that. He'll be here like 4 times out of 5 and then occasionally gone. We were supposed to be on a Monday and then we sort of pushed it to the day, and it is my own fault because we didn't get to him on Monday. So let me just go to why don't you do another story, and while you're doing it, I'll actually go to Perez Hilton so we can have the audio of the thing you're talking about.
All right.
So in the meantime,
that sounds like it's possible.
Here is Tim Riley.
Well, Beyonce has a marquee billing, but it's her Dreamgirls co-star Jennifer Hudson who's getting the Oscar buzz, and some say a rivalry is brewing. Hudson, a former American Idol contestant, gets to sing the big show-stopping number, Am I Telling You I'm Not Going?
Now, Jennifer Hudson, she was a large woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was the big, beautiful woman when she was on America. I mean, she was huge, is what she was, basically. When she was on American Idol, I mean, like, orca huge. She was massive. They didn't use the phrase, you're really fat and you got to slim down. They used, the director of the film, he used the greatest expression. It was something like, she needed to achieve a more pleasing figure for America. And she's still a big girl. I mean, she dropped a lot of weight there. So, yeah, there's apparently a whole rift between her and Beyonce, because this is supposed to be Beyonce's star vehicle.
Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to be a good movie.
I didn't know it was a musical, right? It's like a Broadway thing.
Yes, it's called Dreamgirls.
Yeah,
coming out on the 22nd, 23rd.
This is totally going to be like that Girl Interrupted thing, which is supposed to be the big comeback vehicle for Winona Ryder, and like nobody remembers her even being in it because it was all about Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. All right, Tim pointed this out to me. Now, let's flash back to earlier in the program. We had this email from the guy who saw Ali Lohan, which is Lindsay Lohan's sister. Ali Lohan.
Oh, she called?
Sorry. It's Ali.
Her name's Allison.
Allison Lowen. Mm-hmm. Does it scare you that you know that kind of stuff?
Nope.
Okay. Allie Lowen, and so the guy was like, hey, dude, I don't have the email. Let's see, where is it?
She called you a dude?
No. Oh. Seamus says this.
Oh.
He says, Allie Lowen was on CNN talking about her new album, and I said out loud, dude, Lowen's sister is even hotter than she is. Then the interviewer wished her a happy early 13th birthday. I swear to God, CNN had her all done up like a Fox News anchorette, he says. And so that then led to this discussion of, because it was that Taylor Swift thing. When I was stalking Taylor Swift in the bathroom the other day, the country music bimbette Taylor Swift, who was here, who I believe is what, 16? Just turned 16? And Scotty J was doing that whole, well, you look at her on the TV and she seems a lot older.
Well, here you're looking at her as she comes out of the bathroom.
Which
is a whole different thing.
She didn't look older. She did look like she had a penis, though. And so, I mean, not in terms of actual lumping or anything. But
you should specify.
She was like 100 feet tall, had a lot of makeup on, and looked like her voice was this way.
Well, the lights in here don't do people justice.
She looked like one of those sissy girls. You know what I mean? That troop, what is that? That troop of drag queens or the sissy boys?
Sissy boys.
Mm-hmm. She looked like one of those.
Poor George.
The sissy boys, who apparently are big fans of us, they when you were at Holocene, when you were on the famous Mysterious Actor Show, and all the sissy boy drag queens were there. Remember, they were all breaking glass and fighting with each other. Do you remember this?
Oh, I remember.
And then afterwards, like one of the sissy boys, I'm your biggest fan.
Well, it must not have been the one backstage looking me up and down saying, why the hell are you here?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It must have been the other one, because the one I met wasn't so pleasant.
This is afterward. We were out front after your thing on the famous Mysterious Actor Show, and it was Clyde and I were there. And Clyde, and he would admit this, I'm not talking out of school, whatever it is that means. What is the school people are always talking out of? Sarah's giving me the hurry up gesture.
I can see that.
I'm just saying, Clyde attracts drag queens, and I don't know what that's all about.
One of them is really pretty and nice and does the drag queen well, and the other one, there's like the scary, crazy one, was the one who was being asked to me.
Look, high gloss or low budget, it doesn't matter. Clyde attracts drag queens, and Clyde would be the first to admit that, and I think Clyde sort of finds it flattering in a strange way. So I just remember, and this is this happened in public, I am not revealing secret. I remember being there out at Holocene waiting for Cleveland to go on stage because we wanted to watch those guys play. Clyde sitting on this leather couch, I swear to God, draped with like drag queens all over him. Sitting on a couch, a drag queen on each arm and one behind him rubbing his shoulders. And then, and so Laura and I are kind of sitting across from them just feeling really square. And one of the drag queens looks over and goes, I really love your show. You know, she's like 100 feet tall with huge fake boobs. And I mean, and when I say fake, I mean they're like socks stuffed into his shirt. It was the weirdest thing. Anyway, but we had this whole discussion about Taylor Swift and all of these young sort of pop singer girls who are really, really young. And the one that Scotty brought up in his defense was that JoJo girl who first kind of came on the scene a couple years ago, 2 years ago, I think, on MTV with that song. I don't even remember what it's called. But it's the one where she's talking about her old man. And and she's 13. And she's in front of a bank of lockers. So we had that discussion again today about Allie Lowen. We go into the newsroom here just during the break, and Tim Riley points out to me, and this is courtesy of Perez Hilton, who apparently is, I don't know, he's away from the bank of lawyers long enough to post things on his website. The new JoJo video, which is now on PerezHilton.com. Sarah Dillon, do you know the name of the new JoJo song?
I do not.
JoJo is 15, by the way. Looks a whole lot older than that and slutty, and I don't mind saying that. That's an aesthetic assessment by me. I, of course, respect all laws governing age of consent and so forth. I'm just saying she's 15, looks a lot older, looks like a hoe. Her new song is called How to Touch a Girl.
What?
I swear to God, it's called
How to Touch a Girl.
He refers to it, by the way, and he said it's being brand spanking new. He says, JoJo, this is Perez Hilton, JoJo just dropped the video for her new single. When did we stop releasing things and start dropping things? When did that happen? I was out of the country for that. JoJo just dropped the video for her new single, How to Touch a Girl. Presumably one within your own age bracket and with consent.
One, two, three, four.
Okay. Okay.
Was that her?
Okay. Yeah, now, Sarah, I would like you to watch this video with us now. This is the new JoJo single. Realize that I'm playing this only because it relates to the topic at hand.
Okay.
I mean, now, we're watching the video. And by the way, if you all want to see this, Perez Hilton, which is P-E-R-E-Z, like a Pez dispenser, but it's Perez. PerezHilton.com, the new video from JoJo, How to Touch a Girl. They're going to show a shot of her face in a second, and you just kind of give your thoughts on this as a woman so it doesn't come out of my pervy guy mouth.
Okay.
Okay, this is the sound of a vinyl record, because that's how...
1, 2, 3, 4 Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's no 15-year-old. That's no moon.
And that's a cleavage shot.
Hello.
Get me tonight.
Satisfy me, baby.
That's a really phallic-looking microphone, too.
Yeah, seriously. Mm. And it's only a clip. They don't have the whole song. It's just like a minute and a half or whatever. But, yeah, she's got this complete phallus of a microphone.
Yeah, that's like a small, long, silver microphone.
It's morally objectionable for a young lady.
With a large speaking part on top.
Mm.
The microphone. Wow. The microphone is a large
head. I mean, she's really pretty, but...
Okay, does that now...
Where were the parents, I asked?
Pretend that you don't know anything about her, who she is. How old would you guess that
I would guess she's 19.
Yeah, she's 15.
Yeah, 19 or 20 at least.
Song, How to Touch a Girl. First you tell her you've got a puppy at home. We're going to take a break now. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Are you rubbing under the couch into the man? We'll be back after this, kids. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. As though you didn't know that already. On Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. Rick Emerson radio program. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segments of the Rick Emerson show. Thank you for coming along. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7. John and Jeff at 11. And so forth. Now let me, Scotty, where the hell did you put that? All right. I know that you made some shortened version of this, Scotty, but I can never find it.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. You don't know what else to say.
Oh, wait, here it is. Let's try this one. I think this is the shorter version. Let's see if we can just...
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. You don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
I don't understand. What the hell is that?
You're standing around waiting, eating potato chips. That was the shortened version.
But what? Okay, hold on.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, what is that beeping? What is the buzzing sound?
That's me trying to get in.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else
to say. How were people supposed to know that? Let me ask you this. If you were just a member of the audience listening to this program, how would they know that that's what that buzz is?
Scotty J. This is David Cassidy.
It's the sound of you trying to get into the studio.
That's the doorbell.
At what station?
I don't know. I'm outside in the cold, whatever.
Scotty
That's the
J.
illusion.
This is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not
and then...
going to amount to Jack Squad!
I bust myself up.
That you kill you. That just makes no sense. I'm not saying it's not
okay,
funny.
Okay, name something that does make sense that I've done.
No, I just...
I don't think I can.
Jack Squad!
I don't think Sarah really appreciates how retarded that is. And by retarded, I mean
it's not great. Going to amount to Jack Squad!
Really, I have to admit, that's pretty great. It's pretty great. Rick Emerson Show, hello. Hello. Hi.
Hey, it's Chris.
Hi. Oh, hello. I'm Scotty. Scotty J wasn't able to take your phone call because he's...
laughing at himself.
Is he trying to explain that?
Where did you get the chip-eating sound from? Tell me you did it yourself. Tell me you recorded yourself eating chips.
I can't.
Where's it from?
It's just, I have a whole bunch of sound effects.
Out to Jack Squad!
How many sound effects did you go through before you settled on that one as the definitive puncher to the end of that? The definitive, the final tag.
Well, obviously I got bored with the A's, bored with the B's, and then I was so tired I wasn't going to go any further, so I got halfway through the C's, and there's chips, and I'm done. New sounder.
Squad!
We got a new Lohan deal for you in the future, too.
Is it a Lindsay Lohan sounder?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Is it in the Thursday folder?
Yes, it is.
All right, that's not what I brought you in here for, but I mean, we might as well just roll with it. So this is what? This is a sounder whenever there's Lindsay Lohan news?
Sure.
All right, hold on. No, that's not it. I'm sorry.
That's my favorite. I'm sorry.
Your favorite what, this?
Yeah. This one is thrown in when you're not expecting.
Do you have some sort of a horse thing we need to know about? Because
no.
You were nagging me all day yesterday.
No. No. You're not going there.
All right. Where's the Lindsay Lohan sounder? All right, here we go. This is...
Now I am strong enough. Now I am strong enough. It's going to hurt for a little while. But I can understand it.
Okay?
Yes.
You can leave the studio now, Scotty.
Okay, see ya.
Now, while you're here, I just wanted to note, by the way, just for the record, that during the commercial break, the first thing that happened is that Scotty pulled me into his call screening room, and he's just like, look at this picture of Taylor Swift. She looks like she's 25. And then insisted, and by the way, she looks a lot better in that photograph you showed me on the computer than she did in the bathroom, or, you know, coming out of the bathroom.
I disagree.
You, dude.
She had the total curly blonde thing going on, and
that's fake. That hair
is
not.
I doubt it.
That
you
hair
couldn't
is not
tell that
real.
Was fake? That
how
was
could, the, how could it be fake if she's got it in all the videos and all in here
it's
in the studio
a wig.
And
it's
on the
wig.
MySpace page? She just wears it night and day.
Do you think that Paris Hilton cuts her hair and then grows it out 2 feet the next day?
I don't know
how do that.
Their hair weaves.
It's a wig. It's not cutting it. Yes, it's a brand new exciting technology called a wig. What do you mean, how could it be fake if she also has it in the video?
Because,
I don't know, I saw Elijah Wood with big, rubbery, hairy feet on the movie. How could it be fake?
What do her promoters say? Hey, don't forget your curly, blonde-haired wig that you wore in that video.
Yes.
And on your MySpace
page. That's exactly what
they
do.
Take it with you to Portland.
That's it.
You're a brunette, but, you know.
You put on pants when you leave the house. I would hope she puts on a wig before she comes to the radio station. That was not real. I'm sorry to break your heart, Scotty.
No, it didn't even look like real
oh
hair.
Oh, my
it looked
God,
like
that wig.
Barbie hair.
It was, yeah, it looked like it wasn't even supposed to be thought of as real. Mm-hmm. It didn't even look like it was supposed to fool you. And she had, like, the bad, like, the raccoon eyes going on, which is normally a turn-on, but I not so much on her.
Not so much at 11 a.m.
No, when she's 12.
I don't get the
coming out of the pee room here at this radio station.
I don't understand the raccoon comment. I don't get it.
She had the big black circles around the eyes.
Well, she probably got up at 3 a.m. to to come into the Rick Emerson show. I don't know.
What is
Rick Emerson? Probably why she had black in her eyes. I don't know.
No, eye makeup, Scotty.
Oh, okay.
Squad!
Best show ever.
Thank you, Scotty.
All right.
You may go now. All right. Thank you. Mailman. Sorry. Mailman Chris on the, let's with the whole.
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
There you go. Now, never complain about the horse sounder not being used again, for the love of God. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm much better after hearing you describe that she looks a lot better in that video than she did in the bathroom.
Coming out of the bathroom. I was stunned by how bad she looked in person, because I have seen her press photos around her headshots. And there's, you know, some glossy headshots of her floating around, like, you know, Dear Smokey, thanks for playing my single. I love QPL, you know, Taylor Swift. I say this aesthetically speaking, she's an attractive young lady. When she's of age, she'll be very good looking, I'm sure. Now I simply say that she's got a fresh new look that Rick Emerson likes.
Her and Ally Lone can have that duet that you've been waiting to hear.
And a pillow fight. When they're of age. But no, when she came out, because I didn't anticipate, I've told the story, but I thought it was Sarah in the bathroom. So I'm standing outside, the door opens, and then this Amazon woman comes out. And my first thought was really like, oh, God, it's not Sarah. Who have I been stalking outside the bathroom? And then B, like, good God, what is that thing? And then I thought, holy crap, it's Taylor Swift. And then I thought, all of this is going through my head in like half a second. I'm like, she looked so much better in the headshots. So, yeah, anyway. And I was...
Yeah, well...
All right, in any...
If you're gonna spend a lot of time thinking about underage siblings, don't worry about Ally Lohan. Worry about more about Jamie Lynn Spears.
We should note, by the way, that I'm not going to spend a lot of time thinking about underage siblings. I don't do that sort of thing.
or the Julia Roberts niece, Emma Roberts.
Okay, we're in Scotty's wheelhouse now, and I believe we're entering an odd section of the program here that we probably wish to
try. That we're not comfortable with.
I believe you are creating a hostile and intimidating work environment for me, and I would like to... Thank you. We're going to move on, sir.
I'm
going to
move on. You only teased four things today. Good thing you got two of them.
I talked about the space shuttle with Dick Uliano.
Yeah. But you didn't get Chevy Chase news, and no Peter Carlin.
No, but that's not my fault, though. The Peter Carlin thing is not my fault. I don't believe I should
agree.
Be
held. It wasn't his fault.
I have an email.
We tried to call Peter many times.
And I have an email from him affirming that he would be on this program today. Now, technically, there is still time, but I do not believe that I should be held accountable for that. I will totally. It's on me, though, that I didn't get to the Chevy Chase thing at all. But you are completely right about that.
Yeah, so that'll put you at only a 67.
67. All right, my friend. So there you go. All right, so 67, and then, so there you go. All right. And, All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And we're done. Thank you. Just trying to end the program on just sort of a... kind of a note.
Can we listen to that montage of clips from I Riding the Bus with My Sister? That'll make me smile.
Yeah, I have these emails. Maybe I'll play that in the background while I'm doing that. Maybe that'll be our... we'll play that as this is happening. Wait, hold on. Okay, let me load this up. All right.
Go running! Stop it! We have to get a new toilet paper! I got broke!
Excellent. There you are!
You're going to take me to Super Save tomorrow because I have a sale. You're there for purpose! Just is delicious. So you're going to take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding. So I would fall off of it like, whoa. Do we have assistance, please, at row number one for toilet seat? Hello? Toilet seat assistance at row number one. Thank you. Would you like a cookie? Chocolate flavor. Very nutritious.
I love marshmallows.
Me too. Well, you'll have to excuse me because I have to use the bathroom.
Ew.
No matter where you go, if you try to run or hide or anything, your mom will always find you. It's always watching. Find the bus! Come on!
Will Smith is very hot, too. If he was here right now, Rachel, do you know what I would do to him?
Yep.
Something's wrong.
We never know what she wants to do to him.
Rachel, something's wrong!
I think that's the sad part.
Yeah.
My
That's when it's malignant. Oh, it's the best part. You suppose, I mean, what was it like to work on that movie, do you suppose, and just go to the set every day, just go, Jesus Christ, more of this Pee Wee Herman voice. For the love of God. And just and the Rosie O'Donnell was, you know, she was convinced she was just making like the greatest work of art. Rick, that was from a woman. Some chick split my lip open playing hockey last night, bitch. While my choppers were being looked at the hospital, I heard your show, Kick Ass. Turns out the intern at the hospital had the podcast on while they worked. You are loved. April, P.S., some form of payback is in store for the chick who bitch-sticked me. All right, well, good for you,
April. I know you want to see a picture of April.
I really do.
Actually, I kind of do, too.
I don't even care if it's while she's bleeding. From the lip. I'm just saying, that's kind of hot, you know, rough and tumble hockey chick.
Yeah, hockey girl.
That's how,
That's pretty cool.
That is how Mary Chaney met her true love. Let's see here. It's true. We want to thank CNN radio correspondents Jim Roop, Dick Giuliano, and Lisa Goddard. Tomorrow, Aaron Geek in the city, Duran. Rick Emerson show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, Scotty Chase, the PA, Dave Zim, managers of the office. He's like us next. I love the best. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Go Riley!